How are you taking it?
I'm on to this week, you know, and that's really the focus. I think if you play long enough in this league, you're going to experience losses. You know, you're going to experience highs, you're going to experience lows, and I believe that it's all about how you bounce back from them. And so I think that that process started on Monday. It's coming in, looking at the tape, learning from the mistakes you made, the plays that you didn't make, and then Tuesday you gotta shake it and you gotta move on to the next opponent. And by Wednesday you already forgot what had happened last week. So that's kind of been my mindset. All the focus is on the Steelers, and I thought, you know, today offensively and defensively we had great energy at practice. I thought we really bounced back well and we got the focus pointed, you know, in the direction that needs to be.
What was it like to have Hayden back at practice for the first
time in a month? It was great. It was great to have him out there. You know, out there throwing footballs with him and, you know, working on progressions and, you know, all those little things that we do as quarterbacks on Wednesdays. So, you know, just get him back on the field and working and having him beside you, it's great to have him back out there.
Do you feel any extra sense of pressure that coaches always said it's week to week and things like that? Peyton was out there practicing right next to you and that Pittsburgh is going to be some big audition for you?
I don't look at it like that. You know, I'm simply looking at it as it's another football game. It's another football game against a great opponent on the road. We know we have a great challenge ahead of us. And I'm just focused on doing my job this week. And then, you know, whatever happens in the future happens in the future. But, you know, that really doesn't pertain to me right now. That's out of my control. What I can control is my preparation this week for the Steelers, and that's where my focus is.
Brock, does it feel weird that you're playing with the first unit out there and Peyton's with the second unit?
It was a little strange to watch, you know, Peyton take those scout team reps today. But you know what? Once again, that's just something out of my control. You know, I was told to go to the first team huddle, and you're the starter this week, and that's what I did, you know. And if you look back on the past, you know, almost 4 years now, every single day I've just come to work and I've done my job. You know, I do what I'm told to do, and I do it to my best of my abilities, and that's simply what I did today. But to answer your question, yeah, it's a little different seeing a Peyton run scout team.
What specifically
did you be good at it?
What specifically did you take from the film that you think is going to help you going forward?
Well, first and foremost, just scoring points in the red area. You know, there was too many missed opportunities down there. You know, and I understand just from all the football that I have watched, you know, in the previous 3.5 seasons, if you're kicking field goals in the red area and you're not getting touchdowns, eventually it's going to come back to bite you. And that's exactly what happened on Sunday, and that's what we're working on as far as fixing.
When you look at the stats, especially in reviewing the film, are there things you feel you should be doing differently?
Well, anytime there's anything that goes wrong with the offense, I believe the quarterback's the first person that needs to fix something. So, yeah, of course, I can get the ball out sooner. In the backed-up situation, I can understand, okay, you know, we're the protection that we're in. I understand that we're backed up. We can't give up a sack at this point in the game. You know, where's my quickest option to get the ball out? So I'm always going to look at myself first, and of course there's areas that I can work on.
In your opinion, do you think during this course of these games you've played well enough to be in consideration to be the starter when Peyton's available and healthy?
You know, that decision's not up to me, so I'm really not going to worry about it. That has nothing to do with me. I think the coaches will do a great job of making that decision. I think Mr. Elway will do the same thing. And like I said, I'm just going to show up and do my job each day.
Is there any extra time you're spending with DT this week?
As far as...
I don't know, throwing to him because he, you know, he had a couple drops and
right.
That type of thing.
You know, nothing as far as extra time. You know, we're in between. You know, when defense is on the field, we're always throwing extra balls on the side, and that's something that we've just kind of naturally done. I don't think we need to jump into a state of panic or anything like that. I think Demaryius is a tremendous football player. I think he's shown that over the course of his career, and I expect him to. Have another great game against the Steelers this week.
Yeah, I was talking about what a special place, what a great environment Pittsburgh is. Is that something you look forward to, even though it's going to be a tough challenge, but to be in that type of atmosphere?
Absolutely. As an athlete, you know, any time that you can play in atmospheres like that, you know, you get very excited for it. You know, that's what the game's all about. It's about playing great opponents and great venues, and that's exactly what we're doing this Sunday. And I know this team will be up for the challenge. We understand the challenge ahead of us. The Steelers are a phenomenal football team. They're very well coached. You know, they have a great home field advantage, and we understand all those things. So we're going to prepare hard this week, and we'll be ready to go.
Brock, you said something interesting in the postgame after the Raider loss, and that was that Del Rio and their team took away the outside, and although they didn't blitz that much, they were standing there with their arms up, the defensive linemen, batting balls down and things like that. How do you offset that now that teams have you on tape for four games?
Yeah, well, you know, it's I think the first thing is every team runs a little bit different defense. So, you know, could the Steelers jump into that defense? Absolutely. And if they do, we'll have a plan for it. And that goes back to what we do on Mondays. You know, you got to look at the things that went wrong during the game, and you got to have answers for those moving forward, and that's what we did.
Being sacked as much as you've been sacked, how much of that is a result of you holding onto the ball too long?
Well, you know, I can't go down in my head right now every single sack that I've taken so far through all those games, but kind of like I just previously said, anytime you're taking sacks as a quarterback, I'm going to be the first one, you know, to say that's on me, and I need to get the ball out quicker, and I need to find an outlet quicker. And that's exactly what I'm going to do, and I'm going to learn from it and grow and get better.
For lack of a better phrase, though, is your internal clock where it needs to be to get rid of that ball?
Well, I mean, I think I've done a fairly good job. You know, at times, you're going to take sacks in this league. You know, the defensive guys, they get paid as well. And they're very talented, and you know, it's just my job to go out there and try to get completions where I can, try to get touchdowns where I can. But at times, you're going to take sacks in this league, and you just try to learn from it, grow from it, and move forward.
How important is it to get the deep ball involved in relation to the running game and making defenses honor things? Because that's a strength of yours, your arm strength.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen against Oakland. Is that part of, you know, you're going to have a few shots? How important are those shots to hit as it relates to the rest of the offense?
Yeah. You know, they're very important. You know, anytime you can hit, you know, a 70, 80-yard touchdown, you know, we like to call them one-play drives, it's huge for your football team. You know, it softens up secondaries. You know, it allows you to throw more things underneath. And once again, you know, we had an opportunity last week against the Raiders. I overthrew Emmanuel. I believe I need to put some more air under that throw to let him run underneath it. And that's just one of those areas that, you know, I keep telling you guys, I'm learning, I'm growing, working on fixing those things. But you're exactly right. You know, if we can hit some explosive plays downfield, it's certainly going to help this team, and it's going to open up other things.
Along those lines, you threw the ball 51 times last game, but it still felt like the coaches were holding the reins fairly tight on you because you did only take the one long shot downfield. Are you looking forward to going against a team that puts a lot of points on the board, which might allow you to start slinging the ball around a little bit more?
You know, I don't look at things like that. I don't specifically say, oh, you know, we're not throwing the ball down the field, or we are, or we're doing this too much, or we're not doing this enough. I just go out there and I execute the play that's called, and I do it to the best of my ability, and you know, I leave the play calling to the coaches, and, you know, I think they're doing a great job, and at the end of the day, I can only worry about what I can control, and that's the play coming in and trying to find the open receiver.
Do you feel like you're being reined in?
I wouldn't say that. You know, sure, I think Coach is calling plays that he feels like gives the team the best opportunity to win the football game, and I think that's what he's doing.
You talk to guys, you know, Emmanuel, Vernon, Demarius, the offensive line, you know, they struggled in that game. Do you talk to them personally, try to lift them up? How have they responded from
you know, that? I think the entire offense responded very well. Like I said earlier, today we had a great practice. I thought the focus was great. I thought the energy was great. Guys have moved on past the Raiders game, and they have their focus where it needs to be.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you.